WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Lisa Labas in for Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. This morning, Governor J.B. Pritzker officially announced he's going for the three-peat and seeking a third term as Illinois' chief executive.
I ran for governor in 2018 to change our story. I ran for governor in 2022 to keep telling our story. And I am running for governor in 2026 to protect our story.
Pritzker touted his administration's achievements over his two terms as governor and says he wants to keep the state, quote, moving forward. So does that mean a run for president in 2028 is out the window? To tell us more, we spoke with Chicago Sun-Times reporter Mitchell Armantrout. Since Mitch was at the governor's announcement today on the South Side, he began with the rundown of what happened.
Governor Pritzker returned to the Grand Crossing Park Fieldhouse on the South Side. That's where he announced his first run for public office back in 2017. That's his first public office is the governor's office. Mm-hmm. He returned to a very stifling gym once again. You know, he had a couple hundred supporters out there, and he really played through the greatest hits of the first 7+ years of his tenure. You know, he's always described himself as a, quote, pragmatic progressive. And in Illinois, he says that looks like, one, an assault weapons ban, two, the legalization of marijuana, a massive infrastructure upgrade plan, and a whole host of other things that he says, qualifies him for a third term here in Illinois.
Yeah, so you said he touted a lot of his achievements. He passed balanced budgets. He enshrined sort of access to abortion. He raised the minimum wage. Did he signal what his priorities might be moving forward? Anything new?
You know, I think the biggest theme of this speech from the governor was this idea of protecting Illinois from what's going on in Washington. He calls it chaos and craziness. And he didn't mention President Donald Trump by name in his speech.
Yeah.
He does mention President Trump by name in a campaign video that was released this morning.
I saw that.
His main message of this time is that he wants to protect the state from, cuts to health care and spending for folks who need help when it comes to food benefits. He's always sort of had this kind of persona as a warrior for Illinois, which, he's kind of played up on social media a lot. And he's definitely leaning into that here against President Trump, which, he has even when he first ran for office. You know, he's always been a very vocal critic of the president. And, he's definitely going to keep on leaning into that, especially as we all know, he's certainly mulling a potential presidential run.
Right. So there has been all that speculation that Pritzker might run for president in 2028. So it sounds today, at least, like running for re-election as governor could get a little awkward if he tries to make a run at the White House halfway through a third term. How much is that part of this equation here?
You know, that's kind of the question that we're all trying to figure out. In a little quick press conference after his speech this morning, I think it was three or four different reporters. We tried to ask every which way if he would commit to serving out all 4 years of another term as governor. And, you know, he I guess the best way to put it is, you know, he didn't kind of block himself into any 4 year commitment. You know, he says he's obviously that's what he's running for at this point. But, you know, that door certainly has not been closed fully on a presidential run. Sure. You know, we haven't even heard yet who his lieutenant governor candidate is going to be with him. Obviously, Juliana Stratton, the current lieutenant governor, she'll be giving up her office to run for Dick Durbin's U.S. Senate seat. So there's a lot of loose ends, despite this morning's announcement.
Yeah. About Juliana Stratton running for Senate, do you have any kind of inkling, any sort of word on who Pritzker might choose as his next running mate?
His campaign has been very tight-lipped about this. A lot of names have been floated out there, you know, at least locally. Chicago City Clerk Anna Valencia's name has been thrown out there. There's a number of folks in the State House who have been floated. But, you know, people for such a high-profile position, especially considering, you know, if down the line Governor Pritzker does advance in the presidential primary, you know, that's the person who will become governor in Illinois. We don't really have a clear idea of who's on that short list, but we should find out pretty soon because actually candidate slating for Cook County Democrats is in mid-July, and candidates will start circulating petitions later in the summer. So he's going to have to announce who that person is, presumably within the next month, month and a half.
Okay, so he's just keeping it too close to the vest right now. All right. So let's talk about some possible opponents. Some Republican names might be throwing their hats into the ring. I know that the only one that I know is running for sure is former DuPage County Sheriff James Mendrick. Who else are you hearing about who might run from the Republican Party?
James Mendrick, you're right. He's the highest profile name that's kind of officially thrown his hat in the ring so far. There's a few other much lesser known folks who have not, you know, formed candidate committees or taken other sort of formal steps that would indicate, you know, a serious run. But there are some bigger names from the Republican side who we might expect to see make an announcement in the weeks ahead. There's Aaron Del Mar. He's the chair of the Cook County Republican Party. He's out in the northwest suburbs. He's a very sort of prominent face among the local GOP, you know, as prominent as the Republican Party can be around Chicago. Obviously, sure. Democrats really have a stranglehold at most levels of government from the city down to Springfield, at least in urban areas. Another name you might look out for is Richard Porter. He's a former National Republican committeeman from Illinois, who's a pretty regular spokesman sort of for Illinois Republicans, kind of a moderate conservative, I guess. But, you know, he's certainly not hidden his admiration for President Trump over the last few years. Not that any Republicans really know Illinois have shied away very much from President Trump. And, you know, another thing that's been floated is Darren LaHood. He's North Central Illinois congressman. Pretty prominent. He kind of went toe-to-toe with Governor Pritzker a few weeks back when Pritzker went to Washington, D.C. to testify before the U.S. House Oversight Committee on sanctuary policies. So maybe that way was a little bit of a preview for an electoral battle ahead. But again, none of those names are official yet.
Sure, sure. Mitch, any Democrats possibly running against Pritzker?
You know, it seems highly unlikely at this point. No one has officially said that they would primary the governor. You're obviously talking about, you know, a potential third term governor who's got immense name recognition. He's a billionaire. We can't forget he's an heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune that his family founded. He's put more than $300 million into his first two governor's campaigns, and he's funded way more politicians in Illinois beyond that. You know, it's a formidable task. You know, going up against an incumbent within your own party is tough, even when you're not going up against a real financial sort of behemoth like Governor Pritzker. So it seems unlikely that we'll see a real serious challenge to Governor Pritzker in a primary.
All right. All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. But it is official now. Governor Pritzker running for that third term. We've been talking about it with Sun-Times reporter Mitchell Armantrout. Thanks so much, Mitch.
Thank you, Lisa.
This episode of the Reset podcast was produced by William Balk and Gina Montagna. It was edited by Meha Ahmad. To never miss a conversation, you can hit subscribe wherever you listen or find us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Lisa Labas in for Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.